The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
What's the old saying? You learn something new every day. I never realized, I guess because I'm not Jewish, that Passover always falls around a full moon. It's designed that way. The calendar for Passover is built around the moon cycles. To most people, the full moon this weekend is called the pink moon. And it's not because the moon will actually be pink for the most part, although sometimes full moons are pink depending on the sky conditions. It's about the fact that they blossom around the time the dogwoods blossom every year. And with dogwood trees having pink blossoms, it's given the name the full moon. Of course, just like everything, and we've talked about this before, I think I've even talked about the pink moon before. Every full moon now has to have a name. So the full moon comes in at 1:55 in the afternoon, my time, on Saturday. So how do you have a full moon during the day? So you'll actually see some of the pink moon because of where it falls tonight, tomorrow night, and into Sunday night. I didn't realize the Passover moon was always a full moon. I've heard people talk about the Passover moon before, but had no clue. So why is it the pink moon and not the Passover moon? We'll leave that up for debate.